Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Have your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Hope you're having a good Wednesday out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us. A bunch of fun things to get into this morning. We're going to get into something that McDonald's is bringing back for the first time in quite a while. Got four stats about America's bedtime routine. Or what we don't have as a routine.
Right.
A little bit of that more than the other. A little column A, a little column B. All that coming up for you. And of course, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar in this hour. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, where we get to celebrate you. We will also be looking forward to getting into the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, it's Wednesday.
Our friends at Quality Plus Printing, Phil Hartley, call us up. We'll get that word from him a little bit later. Be looking out for that.
Right on.
9 o'clock hour, That Ain't Right Stories, Good Stories of the Day, and we got a little entertainment news for you. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Bill Heck with our monthly Veterans Update.
Oh, good.
We didn't want to make Bill work on his anniversary yesterday.
Right. Give him the day off.
The band has given enough to us. let him off. Let him have a day off.
Yeah. Here. He should enjoy it.
Can't wait to have Bill in. It's been too long since him and I have had a chance to talk. Looking forward to it.
Good.
It's going to be a fun day today.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we'll have Over the Back Fence all lined up for you. We got one set of guests today, and it is our Wood County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Sean Becker will be in today. You know, we always have good, open, transparent conversation with Sheriff Becker.
Yeah.
And the man comes in prepped. He is prepared.
He's ready for Morning Magazine.
This whole section here is going to be filled up with his papers.
Perfect.
And we look forward to that. That's going to be a really fun conversation. And, of course, as goes Wisconsin in its new time slot from 11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check that out. Kristen Bailey, of course.
Kristen Bry.
Kristen Bry. Did
yes.
I say Bailey?
Yeah.
I work with a Kristen Bailey.
That's why.
Yeah. Sorry.
Nope.
To both.
It's okay.
So to apologize to both of them.
I called her Kristen Bray, so.
It's a great show.
But it's Kristen Bry.
Encourage you to check it out. Give it a shot, everybody. It's fun. And keep in mind, remember that Over the Back Fence is not gone. It's just on Saturdays now.
Saturday.
It'll premiere this Saturday in its new time slot from 11 to noon, leading you right into the Sunshine Poker Show, the greatest poker show you'll ever hear.
Nice.
We did want to kick off our show with a little bit of traffic news out there, as it is still orange cone season.
orange barrels. Yes. So Airport Avenue between 16th Street South and 32nd Street South will be closed due to through traffic due to water service work by Water and Lighting. It began today, began about 10 minutes ago. Today, and it's expected to be closed for approximately 3 weeks. Traffic will be detoured onto 2 Mile Avenue and 32nd Street South, and property owners will have access to their driveways. We got to get this road work done.
Yep. Yeah.
We also have some on the Riverview Expressway, as I'm sure some people noticed as they're on their commute to work this morning. We have one lane closed there by Quick Trip, between Aldi and Quick Trip. So, got to get this stuff done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. Honestly, I don't. I come from construction, so it's not a big deal to me. Like, it really isn't. I'm kind of used to this.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago, I mean, there's literally always something getting worked on.
Right.
I don't remember one day where you don't hear construction noises.
Right. How could there not be?
Right. And also, I work from construction. I come from that. And so, to me, I know how weird this is going to sound. I don't look forward to it by any means, but it is one more reminder to me that it's still summer. Like, especially when you get into late August, early September, and you still have nice days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're still working out there, it means that the ground is still workable.
Right.
Which means we still got nice weather, you know?
And, you know, we, as much as we all hate road construction, because we all do, let's be real, the increase of, you know, our roads, how much they have been improved this last year is phenomenal.
I couldn't agree more. I think the trade-off
we
is pretty well worth it.
Desperately needed it.
Yeah, yeah. And there were some roads that I just wouldn't even drive on.
Oh,
and now I'll drive on them
there's
again.
A couple that I still won't drive on. Mm-hmm. But
to be fair.
They have definitely been improving.
I'll say this. The budget's only so big, and there's only so many workers. And
right.
And
there's only so much time.
And considering all those factors, it got a lot done already this year. Done some really great work. Some, I mean, 20, 30 year type of work around here, if not, you know, hopefully longer than
that.
Well,
and
but
all
you just
across
never know.
The state of Wisconsin.
Yes, yes.
We've definitely had an increase in work on the roads.
When I was even driving up to Appleton a couple weeks back and everything, I noticed that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just been nice. Enjoying it.
And more attention to our infrastructure is awesome.
Yeah, it's I will never for the life of me ever forget this report I watched on the Daily Show about that and about how it is, how like it can be really bad here in the Midwest. It gets pretty tense out east. Out west, they have they get stuff done, but it takes like a billion like layers of paperwork to like put up a sign, like, you know, things like that. But here in the South, it can get really bad with infrastructure, and especially as far as people being in charge of it. I don't know if this is still the case, but at one point, Alabama had like 11,000 dams and one guy in charge of them.
Oh yes, I remember hearing about that.
What the what? Like, what are we doing?
How could he possibly keep up with all of those? I don't think it's physically possible.
It literally is not possible. No. Physically, literally, completely not possible.
No.
I know it's not sexy, but we need roads. We need bridges. We need these things.
Well, we don't have rail systems, and not a whole lot of other forms of public transportation.
I don't need roads. Nobody has ever gotten elected or gotten like votes from saying, we need taxes. But I mean, we have them for a reason, and we're seeing them. We're driving on them. We're, you know, these are important things.
Yes.
We got a couple of other important things we want to touch on today. We, of course, Bill Heck joining us a little bit later. Looking forward to that. Have this bedtime routine we'll get into in a little bit. But for the first time, McDonald's is doing something pretty big here.
Ooh.
A lot of fast food chains tease us by taking away menu items and making others only available for a limited time.
Yeah.
And you have to say it that way. You legally have to say limited time for hype and publicity. But this was unexpected. McDonald's is bringing back a menu item after more than 30 years, which sounds exciting. It's the cheese Danish.
30 years.
Yeah. They're being described as a flaky pastry filled with sweet cream cheese and topped with a buttery streusel and light vanilla drizzle.
Hmm.
McDonald's says it's a fresh take on a similar pastry that they had back in the 80s, so it isn't exactly the same. The cheese Danish will be available at select locations starting next Wednesday, but don't get too hooked because McDonald's says it's just a limited time thing, which means you might not see them again until 2050 or maybe 2055.
Well,
maybe 2055.
So are they just pulling these out of the deep freeze? Like, we got to get rid of these, man. Let's just put them out.
What's the expiration date on those Danishes? Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
Which is limited time.
Blowing the dust off. All right. Looks good. Who's hungry? they don't advertise with us. I don't care.
Right. Plus they're McDonald's.
Yeah. I mean, like, the thing about it, too, for me with some of these, how popular were they when you had them around that you would get rid of them in the first place? It's not like they're doing this with the Whopper or the Big Mac.
No.
Or, you know, I mean, like.
Right.
Taco John's doesn't every once in a while do Taco Tuesday. You know, I mean, like, it's every Tuesday. Come on.
It's a staple.
If it's a good item, chances are they wouldn't be doing this. That's the other part to me.
They do that with some of these things, like
the Shamrock Shake.
Yeah.
The McRibby or the P-Rib.
McRib.
I don't know what they
the
call
McRib.
It. Okay, yeah, the
McRib. McRib.
Yeah.
Get it right. You're going to have people screaming at their radios right now.
Oh, yes, yes.
But the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell,
right.
You know, the fact that they got rid of the 7-layer burrito. I'm still really mad about that. Like, really mad.
Mel's so angry about it. I never even have had one of those, and I'm mad at them for doing it.
You should be. It was the best item on their menu.
It seems like it.
It was.
If they ever bring it back, I might try it just to see what.
Absolutely should.
That's the thing, too, is they don't seem to do, like, now I'll give McDonald's credit. They did this with Szechuan sauce a while back, all because of Rick and Morty, basically.
Yeah.
But they did do it.
Yeah.
So with the items that they get the feedback from and bringing them back, I kind of think that's a smart thing to do, especially of all, let's be honest, of all the fat food industries, McDonald's can afford a little bit of a loss if they get it, you know?
Is that a Freudian slip, fat food industries?
It definitely was. I didn't even catch that.
I had to point it out.
Oh, that was good. Oh, I wish there was time to go to break. We got 5 more minutes. And I just gone right to break on that. Just wrap it on that.
Yeah,
I may never say anything funnier than that. I mean,
Who was complaining about the cheese Danish?
Right, yeah.
Because
yeah.
how many other places can you get one?
Yeah.
Like every gas station.
I like places trying different things. So when you're bringing the Cinnabuns around or any of this stuff, I get it. I see the crossover promotion stuff.
Mm-hmm. But this just sounds
this
like...
This just seems, yeah.
Well, we got this old equipment that used to produce this. Let's make some more.
Because, it really does feel
because
that way.
They're not even adding anything. Like, why don't they add, fresh... raspberry cream mm-hmm. to it mm-hmm. or a blueberry, you know, something more than just cheese Danish with vanilla frosting.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. Yeah. we have FRM Fridays coming up this Saturday, September 10th. They have not waited a long time to come back. It has been about a year. It seems mm-hmm. a good time to come back. We are looking so forward to this. This Saturday, meet us at Robinson Park for this free concert. Kicks off at 1. 5 local bands that perform starting at 1 o'clock, bringing you classic, indie, jazz, blues, country, and rock. We're going to get into the lineup a little bit later. Looking forward to that. But man, I'm so excited about this. We're finally here.
The fact that it's free.
It's a free show.
It's such a great combination of all of these performers. You got vendors, you got food trucks, you got beverages, you got a kid zone with inflatables and kid karaoke, kid crafts. I mean, they got it all.
Face this painting.
Right. Got to mention that.
Yeah, it's all I had to add. good stuff. Very, very good show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Meet us down there. I will be, because of my, I was talking with Connie last Friday about this and just, keeping up with being honest with the audience about this stuff. I have found last couple of days, I've finally seen some improvement with the old brain, which is encouraging. But as I've been reminded over and over again, that doesn't mean that now I get to go full blonde to playing Hamlet. I've got that means there's
still
been improvement.
Need to rest.
Got to rest. Got to keep it going on this pace. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, I am still emceeing FRM Friday. FRM Saturday.
Setting up a cot for you behind the stage.
I Connie couldn't talk me out of it if she tried. But she was very adamant about, focusing on my health and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to be only doing the first 4 or 5 bands. I'd like to do the whole show. Mm-hmm. We'll see how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I'm just playing this more glass, not half empty, half full. That's all I got to drink. I got to make that last. Like
But I have a glass.
But I have a glass. I have water. I'm good, So these are all great things. And one of the best things that we can ask for in this area is having something local that's exciting and fun that brings people out of their houses,
mm-hmm.
that brings in, that supports local artists. FRM Fest literally hits on every single thing.
It does.
It's such an awesome time. Mm-hmm. Meet us at Robbins Park this Saturday, starting off at 1. Going to be a great show. We'll get into the specifics and the lineup a little bit later, Melissa and I.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, you can go to frmgroup.org if you'd like to find out more information. And be sure to type into your Facebook and Instagram and search bars and all the social media apps you use. Friends of Rapids Music, our FRM, should pop up right away for you.
Nice.
Like the page.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Come back. Have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a look at our National Day of calendar in just a moment here.
It's a little cloudy outside today.
It's a little. It is a little cloudy.
But I think it's going to be a nice day. I didn't actually look at the weather.
I didn't get a chance to this morning either, and it's very rare for me. That's one of the last things I do before I leave the house is checking that out. Did not get a chance to, but
I did see we had some areas of dense fog warning mm-hmm. this morning. I did not experience any through town, though.
No, I didn't see any either. So, interesting. It is time for us to take a look at what is in store for this September 7th, 2022. There is a couple of easy, good ones right here. It is, Superhuman Day. That was one I wanted to really get to. Yeah,
Superhuman.
This is a good one. I remember this one. This is a day, the Superhuman Day. This day honors people with disabilities who face and overcome the challenges, disgrace, and dishonor that they experience. Did you know that everybody is likely to experience some kind of disability at some point in time? This is why this day also honors and recognizes hundreds of athletes, musicians, entrepreneurs, educationalists, and individuals who have proved themselves regardless of what society labels them as.
Mm-hmm. And that covers a wide range of more than you would think of. I mean, because I don't know and maybe this is being stereotypical, but you think disability, you think, you know, wheelchair or some other kind of assistant, something. But it can apply to visually impaired, a broken arm, you know, being in a cast for however long.
A mental disability.
Mm-hmm. A walking disability. Any kind of anything that affects your ability to function as the broad denizens of this society.
Yeah. I think this copy was written a while back, though, if I'm being honest, because they really don't really... They
haven't updated the words.
Yeah. and as far as when they say in here, who face and overcome the challenges of disgrace, dishonor, that kind
right,
of thing.
Right. That doesn't really... address it properly.
No, it feels like it talks about negative stuff immediately, and I think our society, and it's not perfect, don't get me wrong, but I think we've gotten a lot better about this stuff. I think the Special Olympics has gone a long way to show people a lot of these things, among many other things, many individual efforts on a one-on-one basis.
Talking more about autistic and how that, you know, it's not that that's a disability, it's a different ability.
Yeah. It's not... The idea, when we were kids, people would say they were born different or these kind of words. Mm-hmm. Now I think we understand this is just how people are born. This is just, you know, it's not right, wrong, normal, not normal, whatever. It's a human being. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever truly seen a normal human being born? Let's be honest.
What is normal?
Yeah, come on. I mean, we're pretty weird looking.
If you asked a million people, what normal means, you're going to get a million answers.
Perfect example. Yes. They are superhuman. I do like this one. That's a good one. It is, National Tatiana Day. So if your name is Tatiana, today's your day.
I knew a couple Tatianas. They're very nice people.
National Salami Day.
Ooh, you know, I have garnered an appreciation for salami recently.
Good on you.
I would say within the last year.
Good on you.
Mostly because I could never eat it before then.
Right. That seems to be a pretty good reason. As an Italian, I have to like salami. Uh-huh. I literally lose my Dago card if I don't like salami. I need that thing. It gets me a discount at all these great places.
Very nice.
Surprisingly, not at Olive Garden. Surprisingly.
You would think.
It's because Olive Garden's not Italian. Trying to convince yourself that it's Italian.
Right. And Taco Bell is not Mexican.
Right. Exactly.
So
Olive Garden is as Italian as Taco Bell is Mexican. Yes.
We just Americanize everything. Mm.
Which, to each their own. I'm not alone.
Right. No. And you like what you like.
Yeah.
But salami is good. And it's a nice addition. I can't eat a ton of it because of all the different spices in there. But I do like a slice of salami on a sandwich.
Yeah. It on a sandwich. Yeah.
It adds to the flavor profile.
Yeah. National Regina Day.
Wow.
I've known a couple of Reginas.
Names. Really? Yeah. I don't know if I know any Reginas.
It's a good one. I love that name. It's a good name. National New Hampshire Day. Now, is this actually New Hampshire's birthday, or did they just get this day thrown at them? let's see. The day recognized New Hampshire. Yep, this is the day that New Hampshire was recognized as the 9th state to join the Union.
All right.
Yeah, number 9.
The Granite State.
Yeah. Live free or die. I think that's one of the other things that New Hampshire is known for, that phrase, which I like a long time ago, it did seem like that phrase didn't really age well. Now kind of feels like it has feels like it's come back into like it. I know, coined by the revolutionary hero John Stark, of course. It fits because of those reasons, but it also seems to just kind of fit like that. That feels like a modern phrase. That feels like something that somebody would come up with nowadays.
Yeah, I would think so. I've never been to New Hampshire.
Yeah, me neither.
I would like to do a tour of the East Coast.
Yes.
But I have yet to do it.
Same here, though. Same here. Road trip.
Bucket list.
Road trip. Yes.
Yes.
National Neither Snow Nor Rain Day. Why can't it just be National Neither Rain Nor Snow Day? Why did they switch it up?
Neither snow nor rain.
Yeah,
because it's harder to say.
Yeah.
Snow nor.
They just knew the radio announcers were going to be doing this before 8 in the morning.
But snow nor is kind of a fun word.
Snow nor is an awesome word.
Snow nor.
Snow nor is an awesome word.
I don't know what it means or what we're going to use it for. But
yeah, I don't even care what it means. It's a great word. We got to remember that one.
Okay.
That is
got
so
it.
Cake, that word. That is so cake.
That's perfect.
They have been our service for decades. Postal workers is certainly what today is, making a highlight of. They have been of service to us for decades, and through those years have been steadfast in delivering our precious parcels. Mm-hmm. The seemingly strange name for the day comes from the unofficial motto of the United States Postal Service: neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds.
And now is a very important time to call attention to our post office. Our postal workers are understaffed and overworked in so many areas. The funding for the post office, the things that are happening in the hierarchies of the post office, it's something that we absolutely need to pay attention to.
Preach.
Because our postal service delivers to areas where all of these other paid companies won't go. They use the postal service to deliver to those places.
We were talking earlier about taxes, the importance of that kind of stuff, and having better roads and everything. I always think, well, okay, when you get the people to push back, because in everything in life, you'll find some pushback. And you get the people to push back on these things. I always like to ask them, where would we be without said thing?
Mm-hmm.
Where would we be without a post office? Well, you got UPS. Did you happen to see the news yesterday? Because UPS is on the brink of the biggest boycott in American history.
Yeah, they're threatening strike.
They're not the only ones. You're going to count on Amazon for everything? You think that's better than counting on our own government? It's always funny to me, too, the people that seem to pick and choose their loyalties. Like, you can't argue, you can't say one bad thing about their political party, but they don't give a dang about the post office. They don't give a dang about this stuff. Like, that doesn't make any darn sense to me.
It does not make sense.
It's awfully pick and choosing your loyalties there. That seems awfully nice to be able to sit in a spot like that.
Yeah, and you think you can send anything through any one of those other services for under a dollar?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Not to mention how much they take, the Postal Service takes. Like, it's not like postal workers are treated great all the time or anything.
And they don't.
Not only by their own people, but by their own company as far as that, but by us. We don't always treat them the greatest.
No. Well, and that just says something about the way we, need to be kinder and more empathetic and considerate to everyone around us. But also, they pick up at every single household. And drop off.
As a side note, I'm not sure if they think I want to have them on because I want to give them a hard time. But I've been trying to get our own postal. They've had a lot of turnover over there. Mm. But the Postal Service here in Rapids, I've been trying to get them on the air with us for Morning Magazine for years.
Don't have time, James.
No, they don't. You're literally. Yeah. That's actually what it is.
Are you kidding? In the morning?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I even offered a taped interview, that kind of thing, but haven't heard back. But I would like that to happen sometime. I would like that us to be able to make that happen.
Keep at it.
That's all the way these things usually happen.
Right.
I've worn down more.
But to be able to hear it from them and to share it with, to get that out to people to hear about what they're actually dealing with in the trenches there of the Postal Service.
I think it means something that we stand by them, that we talk about these things, but it only means so much coming from Melissa and I. It means more coming from them. I completely agree.
I may have a contact for you.
Oh, nice, nice.
Otherwise, I'll have a chat with him.
I'm just gonna start hanging out right at my parents' mailbox and just jump out of there. Because that's exactly what postal workers need.
That's just what they need.
What could go wrong?
James, let's have a conversation.
James, how'd you get that black eye? Postal worker punched me.
That would not happen.
It would never happen. No, but I'll say if it was me and somebody jumps out of nowhere, I can almost guarantee that's going
to
happen.
It would have been you slamming into the post box because you weren't paying attention to where you were jumping.
Probably. National Grateful Patient Day. An amazing healthcare worker matches perfectly with a grateful patient. That's a good one.
And this is another good one to draw attention to what's going on in our healthcare system right now.
Yeah.
We need to appreciate our healthcare workers. Nurses are suffering with burnout. They are experiencing so much understaffing in our hospitals and our facilities, and they're fighting to be able to unionize in some of these hospitals. Not all of them. Some of the hospital organizations in Wisconsin recognize nurses' unions. Some of them do not.
Yeah.
And there is an ongoing battle right now with that.
I couldn't say it better. Well said. National First Day of... actually, I have to add one other thing, because it does make me think of my Nana, my grandmother, who was a nurse, and that the people in that industry mean a lot to me. And I'd like to think that I'm not the only one with that. But we do want to send a good morning to our friends at the Wood County Health Department, to all of our local hospitals and ER units, and all the EMTs out
all
there.
All the healthcare workers that care for all of us every day.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
One more before we go to break, and then we'll come back and get into the rest of these, because there's a bunch of them, everybody. National First Day of Peel Season.
Peel? P-E-E-L?
Yes, and I have absolutely no idea what this is.
It has to do with healthy skin.
I gotcha. The beginning of fall is the best time for skin peeling. Deep exfoliation treatments. It is because there's less sun exposure to worry about, making the season safer for stronger enzyme peels and chemical peels.
Okay, this does not mean you melt your face off.
Yeah, I can't feel my face.
But they have a lot of different masks and facial treatments. They have sugar scrubs, which are really good for your skin for exfoliating and getting rid of dead skin cells, helping to deal with acne or blackheads. I mean, the products that you can get for skincare are wide and varied.
Yeah,
you can make your own at home. We've talked about making oatmeal masks, where you put oatmeal with a little bit of water, or you can do it with milk. You can use avocado on your face. You can make your own at home face masks. But whatever you find, whether it be from a store or at home. Treat your skin nice.
I gotta say, it doesn't seem like a bad idea. I've never done anything like that. I kind of want to try something like that just to see.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get my agent off my back.
Maybe.
Is this what Tom Brady was up to? Like, everybody's making presumptions that he was like getting work done on his face, and that's why he was late to training camp. And the guy, if you look at pictures, his jaw, like, I didn't realize they did this. I heard something about it a little while ago, but not very long ago. They can shave your jaw down.
Like, they can. Bone out?
Yeah, yeah. Like, make it thinner, more, Batman.
Chiseled?
Chiseled, like a combo character. Yeah,
That sounds enormously painful.
Yeah, yeah. And why?
Sugar scrub. I recommend a sugar scrub. Don't get your jaw shaved.
I'll wholeheartedly admit this. Like, if they give you, like, they say, hey, this will knock literally 5 years off your face, your life, your body, all that stuff, all the above. Like, what are we talking about here? Let me see this. Outside of that, I got no interest in it. Because you can do everything you want and make the outside of your house look amazing and new paint job and, redo the driveway, all this stuff. But if you ain't done a darn thing inside, it ain't going to matter.
Nope.
Father Time is undefeated inside. Like, he may be not on the outside, but the inside, that's what I care more about. I'd rather have my insides looking that way. give me a 20-year-old's, liver and heart and all these things. The face and all that stuff. It seems a little, the peel scrubs, that kind of stuff seems like healthy. That seems
smart.
That
is just self-care.
Yeah.
It's good for your skin. It's good to keep your pores clean. Good things.
I'll never understand the whole facelift thing. I wouldn't put in a face bag. They look like they're in a wind tunnel constantly.
I like my face to move.
Yeah, me too.
I already can't lift my eyebrows. And, I know people that can, and I'm so jealous. Tiny roomies.
We'll take a break, play some of Melissa's news. When we come back, we got a handful of more National Day of Kings to get into, and plenty more on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. You can't get us out of your head. It's not possible. It's just not possible.
I mean, I'm trying all I can to distract you. But you're still, you're on par doing your job.
We got our National Day of Calendar to continue with for this September 7th, 2022. And it's National Feel the Love Day.
All right.
Feel the love. What does that mean?
I like that.
What does that mean to feel the love? What does it mean?
You feel the love?
Oh, yeah, it does. It doesn't matter what kind of love you are celebrating. It could be your family, friends, pets, or romantic partner. National Feel Your Love Day is about spreading the joys of love as wide as you can. The day is a reminder of how all kinds of love make our lives richer. Love makes us happy, secure, and feel understood.
Yes.
I think that last part is so sweet to mention, and I think it is one of the parts that I forget about this stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know about you, but I've been in a relationship where I didn't feel understood and thought it was love. It was not love.
I would say the majority of my relationships have been that way. Just looking back at my early teens, 20s, that kind of thing, wasn't a little bit later that I started having a little more understanding of. Because growing up a foolish romantic and having my mom and dad, together my whole life, they met at 15, 16, that kind of thing. I grew up thinking, well, that's going to happen to all of us.
Right.
You know, and that just isn't the case always.
No.
To those that have happened to, that's great.
Yeah.
But
awesome. Good for you.
You get a little more understanding that love isn't always romance.
Right.
You know, sometimes love is the hardest days of your life or those hardships and stuff, and having somebody who's there for you. You think of this with friendship, the friend that's going to hold your hair back when you're in the sink, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's these little things that we have blinding examples of what it means to be this, a friend, a lover, this kind of stuff. But we don't always see them. You know, sometimes it's got to be the big thing that tells us this. And more times than not, it's that little stuff that kind of shows you, oh, this person digs me. This person really cares about me.
Yes.
It's a good one. I like that. And I also think it's a good idea to keep in mind that there are a lot of people maybe that have some love in their life and just need to be reminded of it. Maybe they don't have a partner and that makes them lonely or something, but they got family or friends or you out listening right now know of that person. Reach out to them.
Yeah.
Reach out to them.
You know, check tell them you care. That always makes, I don't know about you, but just having somebody reach out, even like I got a text message late last night. I didn't see it until this morning, but it's a picture of my friend and it's just her feet on a rug that I gave her.
Yeah.
That's all she sent.
It's perfect.
It's just a picture of her feet on the rug. And I'm like, aw, she's thinking of me.
My oldest, Bria, texted during our opening monologue today, fat food industry is laughing. Stuff like that. Yeah, exactly.
Little things that remind us that people are thinking of us or care, that just can make somebody's day.
I think one of the greatest phrases you can say to just about anybody you give a dang about, no matter if they're a friend, lover, family member, whatever, you are loved, you are appreciated.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yeah. It's not very difficult, especially in these times where we're talking more about not just mental health, but suicide and a lot of that. It's all the more important. We can do better. We can do a lot better about this.
Yeah.
It is National Acorn Squash Day.
Ooh, I love acorn squash.
I have no idea what that is.
Really? You've never had it?
I'm sure I probably have, or I've been around it, or I've seen it. I just don't know.
See, and that's really not even a good picture of acorn squash.
Oh.
Because technically, I believe that at least the kinds that I've had or that grow around here, it's usually green looking. Or, I mean, once they get, they've sat out in the garden longer, they start to turn kind of orange.
They look like mini white pumpkins. Oh, yeah.
Those look like gourds.
Like
mini gourds. But an acorn squash is, it's shaped like a giant acorn. So it's about the size of a, I don't know. A small football
or
a big softball.
Yeah.
But the best way to cook them is you just poke a bunch of holes in them. You stick them in like with a knife, like you would a potato, and then set them in a glass dish with a little bit of water and bake them in the oven just like that. Because then when they're done, that's how I learned to make them, because I don't like cutting squash because they are so hard. But they're not that hard to stab with a knife. And you can bake them that way. And then when they're done, you can cut them and scoop they call it the flesh, but you can scoop squash insides out and enjoy it. My mom used to cut them in half and put butter and sugar, brown sugar in them and bake them that way.
I would definitely try that, though. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I've actually had it in a curry where they cook the skins on it and you can eat the skins when they're really green. And they're really good that way.
Oh, thank you for that rundown. That was awesome.
You're
welcome. International Day of Clean Air and Blue Skies. Take action today to reduce air pollution and bring about a fundamental change in our world. More and more of us are doing this. More and more of us need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We could all get on this one. Yeah, and I'm with you, Mel. I like clean air, too. Yeah. And it's International Day of Clean Air as well, as an estimated 7 million people worldwide die from diseases related to unclean air each year.
I just read a study about newborn, like babies, when they're 0 to 6 months, their exposure to polluted air has such a negative impact on their development and their growth.
And it's
just scary.
It is. I think I read a similar, if not the same, article. Yeah. Indigenous Literacy Day. Settle in for some much-needed unlearning today as we observe Indigenous Literacy Day. this day is mainly celebrated in Australia, but almost any country that has Indigenous people have celebrated this day, I've noted, mm-hmm. from years in the past. And it's just even if it is being celebrated in Australia, doesn't hurt for us to bring it up here.
Right.
Through literacy programs, the organization seeks to improve the lives and possibilities for Indigenous Australians and Indigenous people throughout the world. Not just any literacy program, but one that puts the knowledge and wisdom of Indigenous people first.
And that's important to note.
Representation matters.
Mm-hmm.
It means something when you are a little, it may not mean something to a lot of you out there, but when you're a little kid, and maybe things have gotten better now, I'm going to when I was in school, and all I ever learned about was other people's histories.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear one thing. We didn't even talk about World War II, the Holocaust, which that has to do with Jewish history, but that is not Jewish history.
Mm-hmm.
That is world history.
Right.
There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Learning about my own people, learning about Italians, learning about mm-hmm. any of these things, I did not learn anything. They barely mentioned Italians with Christopher Columbus Day. And he wasn't Italian. I'm sorry. He wasn't Italian. Good putting him on us. It wasn't ours. He's Spanish.
So, but just being able to also learn about the history of the land that we live on. And that includes the Indigenous people that lived here, before I did.
I think that we start out, when you fall in love with history, you start out kind of your own personal history. And if you stay in love with history, you grow to learn to love literally every creed, every country, every bit of thing under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I can genuinely say that in my heart. There isn't any creed or anything like that I got anything against. I find all of them fascinating and interesting and places to take pride in everything. Whether you are Dutch or from Chile or from New Hampshire or wherever you're from, there is something to take some pride in.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, you can take pride in your fellow human beings.
Yes.
And what they have, and learning about them. And they say the phrase rich, beautiful history for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about Indigenous people, we're talking about anybody. I think that it's worth looking into.
Mm-hmm.
Some histories are more taught than others. I think that days like this are also another good reminder of that.
Mm-hmm.
And to learn, take a moment and learn about some of these things.
Yes.
You never be, it's so much, you really want to kill hate.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the only ways we're going to get close to doing it. Knowledge is one of the ways. It's not so much about, hey, if I have a good experience with this said creed, that might help a little bit, but knowledge is what gets you through. It is so much harder to hate somebody when you understand why they are the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
You end up hating them just because they're a jerk. And that's really all we can hope for in society, is that we all end up disliking each other for the right reasons.
Give everybody the benefit of a doubt.
Right, right.
Let them prove themselves.
Grandma Moses Day. This is a day that reminds us that it's never too late to have a start afresh.
Okay.
That's a good one. It is also global, that's more of a business one. I don't really care about that. Fluoride International Pool Pro Day. Let's celebrate the excellent work of pool professionals. Okay. And let's see, there's two more that we got to touch on. Both great in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Both can be celebrated at the same time.
Ooh. All right.
Buy a book day.
Yes.
Suit up.
Buy a book.
We are going to buy and read some awesome books today.
Ugh. I look forward to being able to read a book again someday, maybe.
Mm, yeah, I hear you.
When I have time.
I have been, especially now that I'm saying this and she might be listening, but I've been reading my daughter Bria's book like on and off for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had another one that I'm reading. So I'm like going between the two of them and everything.
Yeah.
I don't have nearly enough time. Or maybe it's like on a day like this, a reminder to me that I need to make the time more.
Yes.
Because I do enjoy reading and I know it really does help.
Mm-hmm. And for me specifically, I do want to buy a book. I haven't bought a book in a long time. I listen to a lot of books on audio and I take in books that way right now, but I haven't gotten a chance to buy a book in a long time.
I encourage you to wherever you buy books, B.A. McRae. Bree's just got some new stuff out and everything, and she's got some other stuff that I encourage people to. That's a good day. If you're going to buy a book, buy local.
Why not?
Support a local artist.
Support our local artist.
Any chance to buy a book. We do have the Moravian, the book fair coming up here in town.
Yeah, that's going to be in October.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So something to keep in mind as we're looking ahead. And it's National Beer Lovers Day.
All right.
Let's all sing 99 Bottles of Beer on the wall.
99 bottles of beer. You take one down, pass it around.
I'm done. I'm burnt out already. I'm burnt out of the song already.
We didn't even get to 98.
I know, but when we you sing it so much as a kid.
Can you, do you remember singing that in the car?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
drive our parents absolutely bonkers.
Nuts. My dad could make it to like 80s, and that's about it. Like, then he's like, all right, guys, I think
that's enough.
You keep going because we think it's funny to egg him on.
And then he gets angry.
Yeah. Stop him. I'm coming.
You can make me come back there.
Do you have a go-to beer?
I like dark beers.
Yeah.
Typically.
I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah. But. I like dark beers and IPAs. I like my beer to have flavor.
Yeah. I'm all right with that. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I like how I'm saying it. Like, yeah, it's okay that you like that. Like, I don't know what I was trying to do there. I was agreeing with you, but not really agreeing.
What kind of beer do you like, James?
My go-to has always been like Miller Lite. It pretty much has always been my go-to.
And I just think that is bland.
Yeah, I get it. Now, I will say, every once in a while, especially come October, Blue Moon has an Oktoberfest beer or something like that. That's fantastic. Like, I like that. Mm-hmm. But I can't drink... Like, Miller Lite, I can... If I'm going out with my friends, I can drink that all night and not get hammered. Like, I'm in a good vibe, but I'm not like hammered. I'm not going to remember what happened at midnight or something.
No, that is definitely a safer beer to drink if you're going to have many.
I like being in control still, to a degree, while having a little bit of loose control. maybe.
Now, if I'm going to have a beer to just like enjoy the beer, then I'm going to have something like a stout or a porter or an IPA.
I like a Spotted Cow in that situation or Leinenkugels or like the Blue Moon I mentioned, like a lot of that. So I'm with you. Yeah.
If I'm going to drink beer, quantity, then it's, this last year was Apple Busch Light.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio, serious comedy to start your day. Melissa and James here with you. 7:55 on the clock. We mentioned earlier that a lot of the stuff that we used to do on Over the Back Fence will be kind of incorporated into the morning show here, like having certain guests on, like, I don't know, Bill Heck with a monthly veterans update. We'll be doing that in the 9 o'clock hour today. Be listening for that. And other things, like Melissa gave us a street report earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff we're going to try to include in there, along with finding other new ways to get that information to you.
Yeah.
More on that to come.
Mm-hmm.
For now, though, one of the things that got me thinking of is old segments that we used to do that we were either asked not to do or just kind of lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is our day in history. And so, when we've got a day where it's got more than like one or two notable things to it, I will hit on this.
Cool.
And we used to have day in history music, and I don't have it anymore. So I'm just going to have to like kind of just play along here. But on this day, 126 years ago in 1896, A.H. Whiting won the first car race held on a track. 40,000 rednecks showed up. that's what they said in the article here. I'm not. I'm Ron Burgundy-ing this. He was going about 25 miles an hour.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's great.
Wow. You go, man.
82 years ago in 1940, Nazi Germany began their blitz on the British in London during World War II. 59 years ago in 1963, the NFL Hall of Fame was dedicated in Canton, Ohio.
All right.
Seth was just over there with the boys and Beth and everything. I was there as a kid. I haven't been. It's the only Hall of Fame I've been to, but it's so cool. It's so cool. It's such an awesome thing. If you love history, you love football, man, get yourself over there. It is awesome.
Nice.
On this date, 44 years ago in 1978, The Who's drummer Keith Moon died in London. And 43 years ago in 1979, entertainment and sports programming changed forever as ESPN made its cable debut.
All right.
Like it or not, ESPN was the biggest game changer, one of the biggest game changers in cable history. You look at what it has done and turned into.
Yeah.
Disney now owns ESPN.
Disney
bought ESPN because it was so worthwhile, because they had sports, they had a niche market that not others had.
I did not know that. That seems weird.
It's a $1 billion industry.
It's weird that Disney owns a sports channel.
Well, it's weird that Disney owns ABC, which owns ESPN. I agree with you. But I mean, it's also that is what it is.
Yeah.
Let's see. Gary Newman released Cars on this day 43 years ago in 1979. I did not realize that. Wow, that made me feel incredibly old. On this day, 26 years ago in 1996 at 11:15 p.m., after a Mike Tyson fight, Tupac Shakur and Suge Knight were shot. And, of course, Tupac would end up passing from this just a couple days later. Greatest rapper of all time, as far as I'm concerned. Warren Zevon passed away on this day in 2003, 19 years ago, 2 weeks after releasing his farewell album, The Wind. He was only 56. It's a great album, by the way. And a great young rapper, Mac Miller, passed away on this day in 2018. He was only 26. Oof. Good rhymer. Really nice flow to him. Quite an artist. And while this isn't a day in history thing, it sort of is, as we were talking about things that for our national day of. Today is Constitution Day. It commemorates the formation and signing of the U.S. Constitution by 39 brave men on September 17th in 1787, recognizing all who are born in the U.S. or by nationalization have become citizens. And just one quick quote and on this. We have the oldest written constitution still in force in the world, and it starts out with three words. We the people. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's right.
Yep.
And we must never, like, all of the constitution is incredibly well written. It's a very interesting and cool document to read over, but never forget those first three words. This whole thing doesn't work without we the people. And that means not you, not me, not us, not them, we, us, all of us connected, all of us working together as best as possible, getting rid of a lot of this divisiveness, enough. I'm done with it. I'm sick of it. We can't. We got putting our foot down on this. And don't. And when there are people, even if you agree with them, if there are divisive people, get it out of your life. Get it out. It's toxic. We don't need it in our politics. We don't need it in our daily lives. We don't need it in our breakfast. We don't need it anywhere. Enough of it. Done with it.
Just get along.
Get along. Be kind. Dang it. Be kind to each other. Or else.
I like you, James.
Like you.
Just get over it.
We'll be right back with more on Mornings on WFHR.